Well, in the church year, we're at the last Sunday of the year. Church year begins anew at the first Sunday in Advent, next Sunday. And so we have finished this six-month-long season of the church year. And isn't it interesting that the way the church has us wrap up, bring together this six-month-long season is proclaiming Christ as King. And the image of that is one that we really have to reflect on, I think, because the first thoughts that come to my mind when we think of addressing Jesus as King is from John's Gospel, chapter 6, where some people were just so excited about his ministry. They were so drawn in by his teachings, they wanted to proclaim him King. And he was aware of that, and his reaction was to run away from them. He wanted no part of that. That was not what he was here about, wanted nothing to do with it. And so then we also see where he entered Jerusalem playing the role of a conquering king, entering into the capital city, Jerusalem. He has people treating him like a king, waving palms and putting their cloaks down on the road so that he could walk on this special path being made for him, but on a donkey, not on a war horse, not dressed in armor, not wearing a throne or a crown, but riding a donkey. Definitely not our normal image of a king, right? Well, you know, when we look at the image of kingship, that role of king in Old Testament readings, we understand that God didn't want Israel to have a king, but Israel insisted on having a king. And the role of king in Israel ended up developing as someone who would be a leader of the Israelite people, who would be God's representative on earth. And so their role wasn't to command authority as a dictator. It wasn't to be a power to be reckoned with. It was to use their influence to bring to life the will of God among the people. And so this reading from Ezekiel this morning is an example of showing God's role as king, and showing that the characteristic is to bring the scattered people of Israel who were in exile at that time together, bring them home, to nurture them, to bring them back to God, to seek the lost, to bring back the stranded, to bind up the injured, to strengthen the weak. And so there's this role of God as king that we get, right? That imagery is all strong and powerful and makes sense. The image of Jesus as king, I think, is showing another dimension to our growing in relationship with God because of Jesus Christ. And it's pointing out characteristics of how Jesus serves as King of Kings and Lord of Lords now, and how we are intended to react to his kingship as his servants. Martin Luther King once said that the tragedy of the civil rights movement was not the evil done by bad people, but the indifference of the good people, those who did not take the opportunities that were open to them. Isn't that an interesting statement? Our themes for the last 3 weeks of the gospel lessons all involved the tragedy of lost opportunities. And this story by Jesus about separating the sheep from the goats is another example of lost opportunities. Jesus told the disciples that the day would be coming when his return to his role, he would return in his role as Son of God. He would be enthroned and he would have all the nations coming before him. And in this role of king, in that role as king, his role would be to advocate for the hungry and the lonely and the sick and the naked and the imprisoned. And, you know, I don't think that's just about the homeless and the prisoners. I think every one of us can look at those labels in our lives and say there's a piece of that in all of us. There's a piece of that in all of our lives, that is the kingship of Jesus, to address that, to be there for us as we're living through those experiences in our life, and for us to grow into accepting Jesus' kingship to help us through those things. The sheep in the story are the ones who care for the needs of others with such a sense of fulfillment that their sense of servanthood defines them. And so some of them were surprised. They said, "But Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or lonely or naked or in prison?" What they found out was that their role in this kingdom of God is to serve. It's not to keep score. They didn't have to check off a list somewhere saying, "Okay, I did a good deed today, so God's going to be happy with me." What Jesus is saying is that our life as Christians is about transformation, about living our lives into having every response to every situation involve how can we address these issues and the people we meet in whatever way possible. We had people during the coffee hour after the 8 o'clock service here coming in because they wanted money. Well, I don't have any money. But we sent them away with food. We sent them away with prayers. We sent them away that we couldn't do more. They weren't happy because they wanted money. But we have a responsibility from this story to not the story that Jesus was telling us, to respond, to not ignore the opportunity that's being placed in front of us and count it as a lost opportunity to serve. I think one of the things that's a roadblock to our serving sometimes is fear that we can feel in our lives that keeps us from stepping out and doing some of these things. I look at the news and I think of fear over ISIS and out of terrorism. Do we allow that to reign in our lives? Or the fear of a disabling illness, like might be in bed the first 4 days of this week, or of growing old, or the need to protect our pride at the cost of forgiving someone who we know needs our forgiveness, or ensuring our own comfort more than helping someone else have just one good day. Our calling is to take on the reign of Christ as our personal king. Walking with Christ is giving him reign in our life. And in fact, it's giving him reign over our life. It changes how we look at the sick, how we look at the homeless, the poor, those in prison. And I've experienced those changes in my life to be more aware, at least more of the time than I used to. I think I'm really a sheep goat. I'm not a sheep and I'm not a goat, but I'm a sheep goat, because there are days that I can really feel like, you know, I feel good about myself today, that I paid attention, I saw what was going on around me, I did something that made me feel good and fulfilled. And there are other days I go home and say, you know what, I just feel like I missed opportunities, and shame on me. So I'm a sheep goat. When we give Jesus reign as our king, we see that his kingdom can be realized right here and right now. And, you know, over the last few weeks, I've seen that so much in this community with the way we've responded to Don Nimiro being in the hospital, right? We've had people from this community drive all the way up to Stanford a number of times to visit him. I know they've had cards sent to them. I know one member of this community has been watching the animals in their house so they didn't have to be concerned about that. The teachers and the children in the preschool made this get well card that was about 3 feet square that I carried up the elevator to go to ICU to deliver this gigantic get well card. Nobody was doing that to check off a smile face on their spiritual report card. That's not what it was about. It was about saying, this is who we are, and this is how we're going to express our caring for each other. The heart of the challenge that I think we have as modern, overscheduled, overstressed Christians is how to live our whole life, our secular life, our community life, our business life, and our spiritual life, all those different compartments of our lives, but live them all as one integrated, anchored person who claims Christ as our King. How do we make that all work in all those compartments of our life? I think that's a key objective for us as a faith community, to figure that out, to talk it out, and to figure it out. In Scripture, we are promised the daily living presence of God the Great Shepherd and of Christ the King to find us wherever we have wandered off, to protect us, to guide us towards being all that we were created to be. We are called to claim Christ as our King. Amen.